This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
And concerts in the park tonight, Cesar Chavez Plaza, Cesar Chavez Park, our man X to the Z.
Yeah, man.
Exhibit here. What's up, baby?
What's up, man? What's good with it?
Yes, sir. Come on, man. Yo, yeah. I got to pay this off. I've been talking about this for 3 days. All right. I don't know how this wound up in my algorithm.
Yeah, okay.
I saw a video of you getting adjusted by a chiropractor.
Oh, yeah, that was a while ago.
Yo, that video is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
The look on your face when he hit your neck the second time.
Yeah, relief.
It looked like... that was a look of, yo, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, no, first time getting adjusted, man. I suggest, if you haven't done it,
I don't want to do it. Especially, like, the neck adjustment, man.
Yeah,
like,
no. No, it actually is good, man. Yeah. You know, you don't know it, you don't know it's messed up until you get it fixed.
Yeah.
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 No
doubt.
I knew the video was old because he asked you about making music, and you were like, yeah, I'm working on an album now. Obviously, the album is out now. Kingmakers. Yeah. Yo.
Come on, man.
Yeah, Kingmakers. Come on, man. Dope, man. Man,
thank you, man. This is, I tell people, you know, we worked on this for a long time, and I just didn't want to put it out until it was correct.
Yeah.
And now that it's being received so well, you know, I ain't never had a number one nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think I've won a foot race in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, so to have this kind of reception is humbling. It is, it's I don't know, man. I still haven't really processed all of it, but the music is really out there and people are really responding to it. And, you know, I'm excited about the opportunity to bring it to them live now.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Look, it's got to be energizing too, right?
Yeah.
Like, now you talk about bringing it to them live, but also getting back in the booth again, right? And like, hey, let's do this again.
Yeah, I'm tired of cats telling you know the legacy artist to take a seat. Nah, sit me down. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me to do nothing. I'm whooping your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't play with me.
I don't think all of them put the effort into it that you did though, because there's some that came out where it was just like we'd hear it and we'd be like,
that ain't it.
Yeah, it's like what we do this for?
But I still love it.
Yeah,
I still.
Yeah,
love
but you didn't do that though. Like the album, like another, you know, the Dog Pound put out an album a little while ago. I was like, yo, this actually hits.
Yeah,
like this works. They they cared what this sounded
right,
like.
Right, right. And that's what it takes. We've been given this, you know, algorithm. This place where people can just throw stuff out continuously. Now it created this vortex, this big fire hose of just BS music that just flows. And you have to, you know, you have to kind of like, your attention span is so short, there's not really much to pick from because it's just so much. Yeah. And so I had to figure out a way to cut through the noise.
Yeah.
I had to figure out how do I get through this? So people can hear this message that we're trying to put together. And so the climate of the industry is so different. I had to learn a lot of things about how I wanted to present myself because I'm not the circus guy. I don't want to join the circus. I don't want to be, I want my music to speak. I don't want people to care about who I'm sleeping with or my, you know, the drama of exhibit. I keep all that, you know, away because what really matters is the culture, the music, the communication, the connectivity of what we're saying. And is the music reaching? And that's what I want to do. So this album for me would have been out years ago, like a year ago, but for some reason it would always be something that kind of like pushed it in a different direction. Or we had to pivot here, or we had to do that. But then when the album was done, it was like divine timing. Yeah. It was like Conor McGregor came in and said, "I want to do a partnership and start Greenback Records and." We want to put out music. I was like, the fighting dude? You know what I'm saying? Like, Conor McGregor? Like, and then that lined up. And then, my management company, Bobby D Presents, they're already locked in with these festivals and shows. They do the biggest shows, across the planet. And it just kind of lined up, man. And then all of a sudden, we dropped on the 16th, and it shot to number one, Jack. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now I'm looking at this, and I'm saying, what the hell was wrong with my other releases? You know what I'm saying?
Got your question. Yeah. The other
I was like, wait a minute. But it's a testament to what people are looking for authenticity. Mm. People are looking for people that love the craft. Mm. And that's what I'm here for. I love that. You know what I'm saying? And it's being received. And I'm looking at the numbers and, I don't know much about it. I'm like showing my son. My son is like, I'm trying to, what does this mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But it's weird because you look at my numbers and it's like 2,000% up. My streams are up, 24,000%. Mm. It is just wild. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's wild. And then I'm looking at the iTunes chart and it's me, Kendrick, and Snoop. And then, just floating, going back from number one to number three.
Yeah.
Man,
that's
know,
the West
man.
Right there. Yeah,
man, straight
Exhibit
up.
Kendrick man. And Snoop. Damn.
Man, I'm about to cry in the car. Now, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's dope, man.
You mentioned something that really resonated with me just a second ago because I'm, from a different era, probably your era, where if an artist put out a project, the project was put out with the intention to digest the entire project, listen to the album, sit with it for a couple weeks. And you talk about how we have a New Music Friday segment.
Yeah.
Every Friday, there is just a gang of songs and albums that come out, and you never get an opportunity to like sit with a project and kind of go, I started off liking this song, but man, track 13 goes crazy or whatever.
Yeah.
I felt like you kind of brought that back or tried to bring that back with this album, where it's something that you sit with the project for a few weeks, a month, and maybe you start off like in one song and then you hear more and more track 12 and you're like, I think this is my joint now.
Right.
And I appreciate that.
Right. Yeah. It's listening out of order, which is not the natural way to actually hear a body of work.
Mm-hmm.
I come from the era where physical copies were sold, where people had to recognize a date, they had to get up, put on clothes, get in their car or whatever transportation they had, get to a store, stand in line if there was a line, buy it, and there was an investment of time, energy, resources to get music. Yeah. Now, buying music is an option.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something that, I think is damaging to the artist. But what we're seeing with all this streaming and all these difference and the closing of record stores and all this stuff, they tried to monopolize the industry and control it in a way that it backfired. Mm-hmm. They thought the CDs were going to sell forever. Now there's only two or three main, big record companies. Mm-hmm. Everybody's independent, and now the thought is, how well can you communicate with your audience? How well can you get to them? How well can you speak to them, and does it translate into people engaging with you?
Yeah.
You can't trust the algorithm for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Having a bunch of followers is like having a bunch of Monopoly money. It means absolutely nothing, you know what I'm saying, until you can activate them. And nothing beats good old-fashioned elbow grease, meeting the people, going out there and seeing the people, you know what I'm saying, directly, you know. So I feel like, it's a different time, but the way Kingmaker was created.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Created is to listen from the top down. Now, you can start from three and go to, you know, four or five or whatever, but if you play song one, you're going to get sucked into the album. You know, if you get past that first, second song, you listen it all the way down because it's sequenced that way. And it's a cohesive body of work. You know, we used to open up packaging when you get a new album and you could see the linear notes. And it was like the producers, the artists, you know, the engineers, the mixing engineers, the mastering engineers. You don't get that now. You just hear a song and then you just take it for it and you keep it moving. Hopefully people get to hear this album and it does what it's supposed to do and it changes some things. That would be nice.
And that's it's such a, like, I feel like those two things you're talking about are identical. When you talk about getting out and meeting people, those are the ones who are more likely to put on track one and run through it to the end.
Absolutely.
The algorithm is the one who's more likely to pull the track from the album and go, oh, this is my favorite. I'm going to put it on TikTok.
Right. People follow the dots. You know what I'm saying? They look on the dots and see what the popular. But group thinking doesn't always work well for everyone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like watching a television show out of order. Like,
absolutely.
The episode might be funny or it might be good, but it doesn't make sense.
Right. You're only going to the parts that are being highlighted.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I make music to because it's the best way for me to communicate. I've been in love with hip hop since I was a child. So to be here now and one of the considered artists that, you know, people have been investing into for a long time, I feel like I owe my fans some integrity. You know, I couldn't leave where my music was in 2012. And I didn't want to put this album out until I felt as though it was a representation of what I wanted, and I had the freedom, and, you know, thank God I was able to come and do music because I want to, not because I have to. And I was able to take the time to really build this so that it was something I could be proud of, because I made this album for me first. I found my voice. I was able to, you know, show some growth, show some, you know, some maturity. And I'm glad that I was able to put this record out in 2025. It's been absolutely crazy.
It all works for a reason.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
You know, and then the last part of that is God doesn't open doors for you until you're ready to walk through them. You know what I'm saying? I did a lot of bright moments in my career so far. Mm-hmm. And I just think back my decision making in my 20s, in my early 30s. Mm-hmm. I would have been a wreck. You know what I'm saying? I made a lot of money, but if you give me millions of dollars at that time, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would have made it out. it was pretty wild.
I could dig that, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was really hyped that you were coming in to talk with us, because one of the things that I appreciate about you is just your love for the art of hip-hop. And I got to ask you this, because I'm seeing something right now in hip-hop that I think is great. Mm. In this rap battle between Joey Badass and TDE, mm-hmm. I think both sides are just going crazy with the bars, and I love it.
Bars are back.
Man, I love it, man.
And bars are back.
Last year, obviously, Kendrick, Drake, or whatever. Those are two icons. I love both of those guys. But it got silly, right, at some point. Mm-hmm. And it was refreshing. Right. To hear these guys kind of going back and forth with bars. And I just wanted to hear what you thought about it, because I know you appreciate that these guys are really kind of elevating each other's games mm-hmm. by the way they're coming out with these songs.
Okay, yeah, listen, as long as it stays there, mm-hmm. it's good. As long as it stays on wax, it's good. But it never stays there. Mm-hmm. And that's the dangerous part. So we saw what happened with Drake and Kendrick, but that was a higher level of things that probably we don't really understand behind the scenes, because that was David and Goliath. Well, no, that was Goliath and Goliath. and we saw that play out. You know what I'm saying? And now we see Kendrick doing, you know, stadiums. And Drake is a phenomenal artist. I'm never going to take anything away from Drake or say that he is, you know, whatever. But, I mean, I'm West, you know, I'm with Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's just what it is. But both of those artists are phenomenal, and I'm glad it panned out the way it was. There was a clear, defined winner, loser, period, right? Some people want to argue that down, but I'm not here to argue. Look at the stadiums. And so then you look at what our generation, or what my graduating class experience, where it became the death of Tupac and the death of Biggie that started with some internal things that transferred into music and then turned into what it turned into. I think there's a common denominator between all of this, because if you look at the media coverage of what's going on with Joey and TDE, you have to be careful, because people ignite fires and sit back and watch other people burn. So when you say from TDE, don't instigate something from the entire coast. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the West Coast ain't rapping. You know what I'm saying? You putting, and these guys aren't, you know, really like rocket scientists. You know what I'm saying? They have one direction, it's
right.
go.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, why are you fanning that? Right. Why are you even bringing remnants of that? People died. People died. Important people died. Mm-hmm. All people are important, but specifically to our culture, losing Pac and Big so early, who knows where the direction of music would have been at that time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If they had not engaged in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I say all of that to say this. Hip-hop is built on the battle. DJs battle. Breakdance battles. Rappers battle. Mm-hmm. Like, it is a friendly competition. The word friendly is important. But now we put all this intention on winning. Everybody wants to win. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Listen, man, let's just push the culture. If it stays on wax, I'm with that. But
social media, though.
Isn't that what hip-hop was built on, though?
Exactly. But the media has to take some accountability. Mm. Like, don't position us like that, because you putting two lions in a cage at close quarters, and nobody wants that.
Right.
So that's how I feel about it.
I feel you.
You said a few minutes ago you made Kingmaker for you.
Yeah.
Why?
Ooh. You know, I'm not a religious guy. Mm. I'm not a political guy. That all that stuff is too violent. I stick to gangster rap. At least I know who doesn't like me. But I made this for me because hip hop is, it saved my life. When I was young, I was really in a tough spot. I was really angry. I was in and out of, you know, jail, and I was doing a lot of stuff that was, you know, I didn't realize, you know, what was ahead of me. I thought I was going to die at 21. So hip hop became my therapy, and it gave me a place to kick and scream, and not hurt myself or anyone else. I was able to get aggressive and get my thoughts out and flush, you know, these things and kind of come back and heal. So I was able to, you know, have that in what my homeboys didn't, right? And so the talent kind of kept me driving. And then, of course, opportunities happened and then things, you know, started escalating. And so that was like, it saved me from where I was. So, you know, I haven't put out a record since 2012. And there's a lot that has transpired between 2012 and now. And I was doing film. I can remember specifically, I was done with Empire. I had just finished filming Empire. And I went to, I had just got, I called my man Tato. Because I was like, hey, I'm going to get killed tonight on Empire, so I'm coming back, and I want to have a meeting with you. Tato, my right hand, he used to work and manage Game. But he wasn't working with Game anymore, and he was just kind of floating. And we had never had any interaction, so I went and I talked to him, but he always carried himself professionally. He was always on top of everything. Every time I saw him, regardless of what was going on, it could be 1,000 people there, and he had, it's like wrangling a bunch of cats, you know what I'm saying? But he was always professional there, representing himself and the organization really well. So I was down to nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like I had, you know, my management was gone, my business management was gone. It was just, I was just doing film and TV. But I know music was calling me. So I went to him and I was like, listen, we have to, here's what I'd like to do. And I would like you to do this with me. And he was like, okay. And we started, well, just me and him started. And then we just started kind of like just clicking one thing at a time. And now fast forward 2025, we have this album, this body of work, that I was able to, you know, get all of my stuff out. And I learned a lot, man. I learned a lot. There's no shortage of mindless music out right now. But we need that. Back at, even when I was a kid, we had Two Live Crew, we had that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? We had Acanelli, you know what I'm saying? Put it in your mouth. We had all that. We had it, but we also had Rakim.
Yeah.
And we also had, you know,
Balance.
You know, Tribe Called Quest. And you know, everybody, you know, yes, we had Lil' Kim, but we also had Rod Digger. You know what I'm saying? The diversity of hip-hop has been taken away from us because everybody's chasing the W. Everybody's chasing the win. People are afraid to fail. I've been failing a long time, but you only get to see the W's because, you know, you just get to see. But if I hadn't have failed, if I hadn't of tried, failing just means you're trying.
Right.
And you shouldn't be ashamed of that, right? And so that's why, you know, I look at hip hop and I felt like this was the exact time that I need to drop. I have something to say. I found my voice. I know who I'm supposed to be saying this to. I know why I'm supposed to be saying what I'm saying. And speaking from a vulnerable place is not a bad thing. because people can relate to that. I'm not Superman. I care for my family. My circle got really small. You'd be surprised how much space and room you get to work when everybody thinks it's over. You know what I'm saying?
No distractions at that point.
Woo! My room got so empty I could echo. I was like, hello. But
we laughing. That ain't funny.
That's no, real talk. That's no, real talk too.
It is not funny. It's real.
Mm.
And, you know, I just stopped asking why after a while and just was like, this is supposed to be like this. Mm-hmm. So now I'm comfortable around my circle. It's very tight. There's no frivolous people. There's no hanger-oners. There's no entourage. Everybody here has a specific purpose and a reason. And I don't carry myself to endanger the group. You know, I have nothing to prove. I'm not here to be a tough guy. I'm not here to do all that stuff. I don't want my shenanigans, you know, to be outshadowing the craft, you know? And that's where, that's why I say I made this for me. Like, I made this record because I know what I'm capable of, but I don't think the world has been able to hear me musically. I had some great bright spots, like I said, and people that watch the MTV show and have seen me in films, they fell in love with my character, right? But I feel like I didn't have the opportunity to bring what I love, which is hip hop, to the masses in a way that I'd like to, right? This is the first album. This is the album I've been trying to make my whole life. This is the album from top to bottom. Everything is exactly the way I want it, you know?
Yeah. This is powerful, man. That's some good stuff. Yeah. And you said something that resonated with me as well about people being afraid to fail.
Yeah.
I got a 12-year-old son. He plays sports and all this other stuff. And I try to teach him the way that I live my life is I can live with not being good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm trying to be a radio host or a musician or an athlete, if I put in all the work I can and I'm not good enough, I can live with that.
Right.
I can't live with I just didn't try because I was scared.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's right. Something that'll haunt you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about the music that you make and the message that you try to put out, if it's genuine and you put your heart and soul into it and it doesn't do the numbers you want, mm-hmm. it feels like something that you could live with because I gave my all. But if I just was, I'm afraid to put it out because I don't know how it's going to be received, that seems like something that...
you can't get over that.
Yeah. I can't do that. I can't be afraid to fail, like you mentioned.
No, I tell people all the time, we're in a fight. You're going to get punched in the face. You're in a fight. You know what I'm saying? Don't expect to, like, fighting in real life is not like the movies where the guy waits for you to hit him and hits you back. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is cutthroat.
Mm-hmm.
We are in an industry that does not care for us, does not take care of us, but we have to take care of ourselves and we somehow have to navigate because these are the channels that we get to talk to our people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because there's like it's like a popularity contest, like high school. You know what I'm saying? You know, the smartest kid in the class doesn't get any girls, but, you know, hold on. The guys that peak in high school, they sitting in Chili's, and the smartest guy in the class now owns Amazon.
Yeah.
Just wait. Be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to go forward. And I admonish this. Whether you're doing art, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a scholar, whether you're a painter, it doesn't matter. Know that everybody's not going to see your vision until they see it. So continue to go. Don't be afraid. And stop worrying about what people think about you. The worst prisons that we put ourselves in is in our minds. You'll stop yourself from advancing or growing simply by worrying about what people are going to think.
Mm.
Mm. I don't do that. I don't give a damn what you think what when people try to come and give me criticism that I don't want to care for or have no has no weight to it, I'll wait till they finish and I'll be like, okay, you feel better about you? You feel better now that you said that to me? It doesn't change anything in my direction. This is the choices that we make and the things that we do. I always tell people, you have to silence the noise, put on blinders, and realize that every choice comes with an invoice. You know, the things that we decide are the things that are going to come back to us. You can be vengeful. You can be negative. You could think the world owes you something, so you're going to be mad. So all the whole world's going to know you mad. Nobody cares. You're going to spend your whole life thinking somebody cares that you're mad. They don't. So pick yourself up. Do whatever you got to do. It's okay to lean against the wall, but you can't sit down. You got to keep going. And so I think this thing right here, this phone, this smart device is giving a pseudo intelligence to this generation that they don't have to retain information, and they think everything is automatic, and it lands on you. I come from the generation of let's go get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing comes easy. And if it does come easy, it does come easy, it's usually not worth it, and it doesn't last. You know, when you have to fight for something, when you have to go for something, when you fail, you get up, you try again, you may fail. When you actually get there, you will appreciate it. You'll protect it. You'll respect it. And you'll learn a lot about yourself. Like, where's my limit? And if I can reach my limit, how can I go past that? That strengthens you, right? That's how I want my sons. If anything, my sons take from me, that's what I want them to take from me. You know, not the popularity, not the art, not the, you know what I'm saying? Be a stand-up guy, you know. Leave things better than the way you found them. If you move with that, no matter what kind of thing you're going for, you'll end up getting there and appreciating it a lot more. Stop waiting for it to land on you out of the sky. Like, stop thinking that the entitled, I deserve this. You don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
So I say, I know I'm reaching on it, but it all meshes together. And that's the mind state and the outlook. The view that I have is a lot different, you know, than where I was over the last 10, 13 years. I had to humble myself in a different way, because I had all these outside sources, you know, with a divorce and, you know, things that, you know, I out of my control. You know, and then things are getting fed to the media and people are just nitpicking and whatever. I chose not to speak about any of that. I let the music speak for me. Mm.
You mentioned a minute ago that you thought people fell in love with the character. Like, this album is personal to you because it's who you are, but people fell in love with the character.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Of exhibit. Isn't that still a testament to you, though? Isn't it?
No. They didn't fall into the character of exhibit. They fell in love with my character of Alvin, me. I wasn't rapping on MTV.
Oh, okay.
I was talking to them people, them kids, like I talked to my family at Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
I have a horrible sense of humor. I tell dad jokes all day. And it had nothing to do with my street credibility or my rap skills or that's who I am. And that's how I carry myself, right? With a positive energy and being able, you know, being approachable, you know, meeting people where they are, not speaking down to people, not mm-hmm. speaking over their heads, not thinking that you know, I'm better than them. That carried out. That's not an act. You know, nothing I did on that show was scripted. So it was just like off the cuff, like whatever. And that's what I meant. This is not a character. You know what I'm saying? My music is a real branch. It's a piece of me, right? But my character, my integrity, my heart, my soul is still intact.
Mm-hmm.
I probably could have been way bigger than I ever imagined if I was, a little soulless.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't carry myself that way. I'm good in my skin, and I'm running my race. So whenever I get there, I get there. That's why, you know, again, it brings back to the Kingmaker album. I've never had an album explode like this out the gate. And I know there's certain things that are in place that weren't in place before, but I've had bigger machines. I've been on Sony. I've been on Columbia. I've been in the race car. But for some reason, in that little room in my studio, we came up with this idea and this project that is resonating throughout the world. And I realized it's not the machine. It's the voice, and how much can you put of yourself into this record? And I found that you don't have to sell the truth. Give yourself an opportunity to tell the truth about yourself and watch what happens. Good, bad, or indifferent. That's what I did on this record.
Real quick about Pimp My Ride, hearing you speak, in a way, was that a little therapeutic as well? Because you were able to go on that show and be Alvin. You didn't have to be Exhibit or, you know, anything else. Like, you can go out there, crack jokes, have a good time. And did that help you as you kind of grew as a man to be out there and be able to just be yourself instead of
no.
What people said, not at all.
No.
Not at all.
No. No, no, no. It did not. I did that show because I thought they were going to play my music video. I didn't do it.
That's called good.
But let me tell you the flip side of that. The flip side of that is I became a global brand. I was in people's homes. I had people walk up to me now. Hey, man, I grew up to your show. No, you're a big part of my childhood. That feels good. That's dope. That show allowed me to become an actor. It really put me in a position where Hollywood recognized that, oh, this, you know, he's resonating as a global brand. Let's see if what we can do. Now, Hollywood is weird because they'll give you enough room, a rope to either pull yourself up or hang yourself. They won't help you. They just want the bottom line for them. So once I realized that I had an opportunity to hit that, I started taking it serious. I took acting lessons. Like, that's what MTV did. It gave me the path to do something else. Now, I like to push myself. I like to do things that challenge me. Things that, you know, I could do music in my sleep, but acting I have to work at. I took it serious. It gave me the opportunities. I went from doing, you know, XXX2 to now doing movies with The Rock, doing movies with Jennifer Aniston, Clive Owen, Werner Herzog, Nicolas Cage, going into the room and beating actors in the audition. That's where you take it serious, mm-hmm. You know. Beating people who have been classically trained as actors into the room, working with Chris Carter as an FBI agent on X-Files 2. Things that take me outside of look, my agent, he can call me and be like, hey, they want you to play Thug Number One and, you know, Grease Gun 7. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a challenge. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's just, that's a caricature. You know what I'm saying? That's where they just want Exhibit to come in with a gun and we just going to make some bread. Nah, that's not exciting to me. You know, that lowers the standard to me.
You got to be a football coach with The Rock.
And I don't know how to play football, but I sure play one on TV.
We got Exhibit at Concerts in the Park, Cesar Chavez Park. The buzz today, I think this is going to be the biggest Concerts in the Park we've ever had. Wow. It is going to be popping downtown. This has been an incredible conversation of, like, looking forward and positivity and Kingmaker. And, well, with all that said, that Up in Smoke tour.
My mother would kill me.
That Up in Smoke tour is still to this day the greatest hip-hop tour of all time.
Thank you, man. I agree. I think it was the catalyst to what we're seeing today. To be part of that tour, it was crazy because I could clearly remember when we did the Snoop Dogg single, how that translated into me not only meeting Dre, becoming friends with Dre, him trusting my creative choices, and recruiting me basically to the Avengers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I've been a fan of these guys. Like, I bought NWA CDs. I bought Ice Cube CDs. I bought this music, and now these guys are saying I'm one of them. Let me go put on my super suit. You know what I'm saying? And then that was crazy to be on that stage and then come home and release a record. But again, that show, there was only 30 shows, something like that, and they were all in the States. We didn't go overseas. It was just a blueprint of what hadn't happened before. To have all those acts that were associated and this big album that they were supporting. And it was incredible. I'll never forget that, you know. And I'm always going to be proud that that's part of my legacy as well. Up in Smoke was definitely a big pivot in my career.
It's a time in history right there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And look, he was already accomplished before this, but
When I heard
him on Bitch Please.
Yeah.
Man, Exhibit was like, the rents due, man.
Yeah.
The rents due.
No, but I mean, I was like, you know, I come from the Wake Up Show alumni, you know, me, Raz, Safir, battle rap scene, you know, hardcore, underground. That was our genre. And you got to remember in the West Coast what was happening. It was the end. It was like G-Funk had, you know, turned into, you know, in the Death Row era. And the Death Row era was finished. And Dre was trying something new. And he recruited us because at the time, you know, Eminem was doing what he was doing. I was doing what I was doing. You know, Corrupt, you know, Nate, all he just put us all together and created this thing. His artist that he had worked with on a Chronic, and adding a new level to it when he brought us in, right? Hitman, you know, all these guys that were on the record, and it just panned out to be something really dope. And I'm always going to speak of Dr. Dre in high regard. That's my brother. That's my friend. I confide in him. And we talk about personal things outside of music. For him to show up in 2025, since we've been rocking since 2001, 2000, even before that, I mean, it's a testament to our brotherhood, man. I love that man. It's my guy.
Really liked Kingmaker when we first heard it. Love it now that we know what it means to you.
Yeah,
man. Can't thank you enough for your time. Can't thank you enough for being here. Sacramento going to turn out for
What's
you tonight.
Up, come on, man. Yeah, it's
gonna,
up tonight.
Yeah,
come
you
on.
Gonna,
yeah.
You're going yeah. to have yourself a yeah. night, man. Tonight, yeah. Cesar Chavez Park. The concerts is free. Concerts in the park. X
yeah, come down, man. And I brought my team with me, man. We came to get down. We didn't come to – I can't wait for you guys to feel the energy that I have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I love this, and I love y'all, man. And it feels good to be back and be well-received. That energy is going to transfer tonight. And I like the fact that the city is putting this together. Free concert. I'm all with it. We don't expect to come and see some lazy mess. You know what I'm saying? Where the guy's just up there, you know, rapping over his vocals and having a crowd sing, go do all the work. Nah. Come enjoy this hip hop. This real.
Yes, sir. X to the Z.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, my brother.
Yeah,
thank
love,
you so
man.
Much.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.